This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got CeeLaw with us this morning. Boomer out. He's up in Lake Placid somewhere. I mean, normally he doesn't give us as many details as to where he's going, but this time he's really proud to be going up to Lake Placid and playing some hockey, so that's where he's at. He found a red box yesterday, and he...
Did he really?
It was some sort of form of DVD sales that he found.
Oh, it was like... Because I've seen this in, like, Walgreens and stuff. They have a DVD section where you can buy, like, Blu-rays for $7.
Yeah. That's he sent us a picture of that yesterday. So he's having a grand old time. He'll be back on
Monday. The red box is in, like, almost every supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
And it's right by the door as you're leaving.
Right after you check out,
right.
Usually, yeah.
You a Redbox guy? You ever get something out of the Redbox?
A handful of times.
I would say you have?
In the
past,
yeah, maybe, I don't know, 3 to 4 times total. I would say it's been at least 5 years since I got something out of Redbox.
Mocking Redbox users.
Yeah. Yes, I did hear about that.
My entire opinion of you has changed now that you told me.
Because of a Redbox from 5 years ago?
Yeah. Man.
Man.
Well, at least it's been 5 years that you haven't gone back to one, but...
I mean, that's pre-Netflix, before it hit big.
All right, I'll accept it. But if you go back, this is going to be a big problem.
I didn't catch all the details. What is your main contention with it from 5 years ago?
Well, 5 years ago is different.
All right, so your opinion of me shouldn't change.
Okay, all right, fine. But I'm telling you, this is your last chance.
Loser!
If you go back. Bogus is in.
Yeah,
Next time I go to Red Fox.
You're a loser.
All right, CeeLaw, what's happening, man?
By the way, is he with the Wasps, or is this like a charity game?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think it's a Wasp thing.
A Wasp thing? A little Lake Placid trip? He's going to fire him up like Herb Brooks back in 1980?
Yeah, right. So
I feel like he's done this. He does this every year, though, doesn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, and then there's a...
Goes to Canada.
Nova Scotia trip, I think, too.
Surprised they're not... Isn't the Frozen Four in Buffalo?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're not hitting that up.
How do you know they're not?
They might be.
I guess it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I asked him if he wanted to go because he was talking about going to the Coliseum. So Boomer's trying not to be an Islander fan throughout this whole thing, but obviously Sydney's into it and Matt is playing and Cal and Casey Cizikas, all the guys. So he just doesn't want to admit that he's rooting for them, but he's into it. So, and he really likes the Coliseum because of the atmosphere behind that. So he wants to go to a game this series. And I said, well, let's go to game 5. And he's like, I got my own hockey game. I'm like, come on. He plays hockey like 4 or 5 times a week, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He's a busy man. I don't know how he fits it all in.
Yeah, I think I want to try to go to game 5. I think it's Thursday of next week. And if not, game 7, I think, is the following Monday. So if there's a game 7, maybe I'll make it to that one. All right, CeeLaw, what's going on?
All right, brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. A big night for Ahmed Rosario down in Georgia.
Gossman deals. Swinging a high fly ball to right center. Going back, Acuna to the track at the wall. It is gone. A home run. Ahmed Rosario hits his first home run, and he hits it with authority the other way.
Howie Rose, WCW.
Oh, did he spank that?
880, three-run shot to right center in the second inning. Little strut there from Rosario right out of the box as well. Gave the Mets a lead they never relinquished. Went on to double up the Braves in the series opener 6-3. Rosario added an RBI single in the sixth, career-high 4 ribbies on the night. And the Polar Bear did it again. Pete Alonso, 2-run missile in the seventh, 454-foot bomb into a terrace fountain far beyond the center field fence. It was out in an eye-blank exit velo, 118.3 miles per hour. I know Jerry doesn't care much about that.
No, it's fine.
It was the hardest hit homer by a player not named Giancarlo Stanton or Aaron Judge since StatCast began tracking in 2015.
I mean, that's really cool. I mean, to be in the same category as those two guys, it means a lot.
And what's it feel like to square up a ball like that?
You get this weird sensation. Like, I can't really explain it. You don't feel the ball off your bat. It's just, you just hear the sound and it just goes.
And it went a very long way, left Mickey Callaway at a bit of a loss.
It's a line drive and it goes in the fountain. You see a splash. That's
That's insane, you know.
As for Rosario, he's coming along at the plate. He's showing signs, still only 23. And Callaway says Robinson Cano has been a great influence.
Robbie's helped everybody, but especially Rosie.
And Rosario all Rosie. In on that.
Rosie's kind of following him around like a puppy dog.
And I guess stealing all the hits working. From Cano, who's 0-for-5 with 2 Ks last night. He's batting 180.
Is there more of an emasculating sentence than that? If you're Ahmed Rosario, following around. Rosie's following around like a puppy dog?
Yeah.
But that was a big theme when Cano was brought here. Forget what he's going to do on the field. You hope that it's great. His impact on Rosario might be the biggest part of him being here. So if he's a puppy dog, that's fine. But if he turns out to be a damn good puppy dog,
right,
it's a good thing.
As long as he's hitting, it's all that matters. On the mound, Steven Matz got his first decision since August 26th of last year. Obviously a victory, a little shaky early on, but he settled down. 6 innings, a 2-run ball, 8 strikeouts. Says he's been working on getting his head right.
Trevor Moab, the guy we brought in here, Brody brought in, he's been great for me. And just bringing a mentality of competing and stuff. So it's been awesome.
A mentality of competing?
Yeah. I don't know if he's a sports psychologist, but someone that's working with these guys on their mental approaches. So look at Brody. Brings Cano in. He's helping Rosario out.
I was all in on Brody.
Trevor Moab, like whoever that is helping Steven Matz out. So there you go.
They've got a sleep consultant, too.
They've got
a guy who comes in and tells you how to sleep.
Leave no stone unturned, right?
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, they got.
What was the guy's name? Trevor
Moab. I don't know how that's spelled, but right? Is that what he said? Moab?
Trevor Moab, the guy.
Yeah, Trevor Moab. One of the greats.
Mauve.
Mauve?
M-A-U-V-E, yes.
Okay. What does he do? What is his title?
I'm working on it. I'm not sure.
While you work on that, I'll tell you the Mets are 8-4. They will throw Zach Wheeler against Sean Newcomb in game 2 of 4 with the Braves tonight at 7:20. Coverage on WCBS 880. Banged up Yankees are back in the Bronx. They'll kick off a 9-game homestand with 3 against the lowly White Sox. It's Jay Happ and Lucas Giolito in tonight's opener. Pregame on the Fan, 6:25. And as Gio mentioned in the open, Kyle Higashioka will be up from AAA. We'll see about the status of Gary Sanchez, whether they're just carrying an extra catcher while his legs are a little banged up, or if he's actually going to, God forbid, go on the IL and be the latest Yankee to hit that list.
Trevor Moab is not on the staff roster, but you know who is? Mr. Met.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God, yeah. It starts at Mickey Callaway. You got Riggleman, Davis, Slater, Island, blah, 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 and then it comes down to staff. And it starts with John Rico, Senior Vice President, Senior Strategy Officer, Brody Van Wagenen. But I'm looking for, what was his name again?
Trevor Moab.
There's no Trevors, but you come all the way down to the end, Greg, and what do you see here at the end? You see?
Mr. Met and Mrs. Met. Title mascot.
They're actually on the staff register there, right. So that's kind of cool. But no Trevor
Moav.
Whatever.
Yeah. Trevor Moab, the guy.
Brody brought him in, whoever he is. I guess maybe he's just a consultant.
Or maybe he's a guy who's like posing as the sports psychologist and Brody didn't bring him in and this guy's a fraud.
Well, it worked for Steven Matz last night.
Yeah. And Franco's here, Leiter's here, Mendoza.
Imagine if Brody heard that cut, he's like, who? Wait, I brought in who now? I don't know any Trevors. I mean, I had a fret, like brother who's named Trevor and drank a lot of beer and stuff, but like, who? God.
Whatever works for Steven Matz, though, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's been working.
Yes, exactly right. In Boston, the Red Sox were headed to a 3-10 start, but they got off the deck at Fenway.
3 on, 1 out, 9th inning, 6-6 the pitch. Devers swings, bouncing ball, and it's in the right field, the base hit, and the Red Sox walk it off. Nunez scores the winning run.
Joe Castiglione, Red Sox Radio. Rafael Devers, the walk-off RBI single. Boston edged the Blue Jays 7-6, erasing an early 5-0 deficit. They scored 2 in the bottom half of the 9th to get the victory. The Mariners off to this insane start. They topped the Royals in 10-7-6. Seattle up to 13-2, became the first Major League team to homer in 15 straight games. Whit Merrifield for Kansas City had his 31-game hitting streak snapped. He went 0-6 with a couple of strikeouts.
He had 6 chances?
Yes, he did. And apparently hit some balls on the barrel that just found some gloves.
That's baseball.
Exactly right.
By the way, this Trevor Moab doesn't exist.
This is what I'm saying.
So is he just making this up? How could he be making it up? He dropped the name and everything.
Trevor Moab, the guy we brought in here. Brody brought in.
I can't find a Trevor Moab anywhere.
Maybe you're spelling it wrong. I don't know.
Perhaps, but.
Or maybe he's not an official Met employee. Maybe it's a consultant. If he's a sports psychologist, it might just be someone that, you know, similar to they have team doctors and surgeons that are affiliated with certain hospitals. Who knows? I mean, it could be anyone.
I suppose.
It is what it is. As long as
I found him.
You did?
There you go. Al Beach.
How did you spell it?
Because he's a great producer.
Well, Google helped me spell it. Moawad.
M-O-A-D.
Oh. With a D at the end. Moad.
Well, he said Mauve.
San Diegans. No, he didn't.
It's Trevor Moad and the Moad Consulting Group, Sports Psychology.
There it is.
Bang. Play that again.
Trevor Moav, the guy we brought.
He Trevor Moav.
Moav. But, right. So he doesn't even know the guy's freaking name, but he's working.
By the way, yeah. Gio, he looks just like a guy that Brody would bring.
Of course he does. Probably was his frat buddy. He's gone on to bigger and better things, the two of them. My God. A's 8, Orioles 5. It gets worse for Chris Davis. 0-for-3 with a walk. He's still hitless. On top of that, the other Chris Davis, homer twice for Oakland. Second straight game he has done that against Baltimore.
Did
He's got
you
nine
see the
long
note
balls already.
On the two Davises?
Mine
so September 14th is the last hit that Chris Davis
oh,
for the
yes.
CH
yeah, go yep.
got a hit. That's the date, his last base hit. Since that time, Chris with a K Davis has 16 home runs and 30 RBIs.
Yes.
And the other one doesn't have a hit.
I believe he leads baseball in home runs
Holy
since
cow.
That date, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, watching the highlights, he hits another ball on the screws.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the fan, a lot of the fans are cheering him now. They're, like, trying to
wow.
get him through this. So I'll play you some audio from that later on. But he's kind of appreciative of the fact that there is some support like, for him at Camden
he's
Yards.
He's sucking so bad, the pendulum has swung back
right.
to sympathy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that amazing?
And like, it's not even like he's a guy who's on, like, a, you know, a major league minimum. I mean, he has a
sure.
massive $161 contract.
Million. Deal.
So he's making all this money. He can't get a hit, and they're cheering him.
He probably has 4 years left on that deal,
it's,
right?
Yeah,
speaking of deals, how about the Ozzie Albies
yeah.
deal?
Yeah, I know. So that they
did they take advantage of him?
Yes.
I mean, it looks. Yeah. It certainly sounds.
Does
like
he not have an agent?
Well, Jeff Passan. I should read the tweet verbatim because there's strong language in there.
Yeah, but my son's 14, and he comes home and he goes, "Is this a joke?" And my first thought was, well, he probably has all these years of control and he's probably making a lot more money. But then you read into it more. And while that may be true for this year and next year, beyond that, it was reported as a 7-year deal for $35 million.
Yeah.
It's really 9 for $45 if he plays well, because the Braves hold two option years at $5 million a pop. So he would be into his early 30s before he would have another opportunity to contract.
Yeah, he basically said that he talked to a bunch of agents, general managers, scouts, everybody in baseball, not just agents sniping at one another. It said it is by far the worst deal in Major League Baseball history for a player.
Wow.
For a player. Hands down. So
they get Acuna and Albies at a discount.
But Acuna, I believe, got $100 million.
Yeah, but right.
It's not as bad
as this, but if he turns out to be what he looks like, that's a team-friendly deal.
For sure.
Yes.
Team-friendly's fine. You don't want to be taken advantage of, though, either.
But, like, does the guy not have a rep?
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, if that's the case, fine.
Here it is. This is Jeff Passan. It's typical that agents criticize competitors' deal, but I've now heard from executives, players, analytics people, development side, and scouts who are saying the same thing. The Ozzie Albies extension might be the worst contract ever for a player. This is not hyperbole. Bad deals have happened before. They just stand out more in this environment. It's great business for the Atlanta Braves. That's what Jeff Passan said. But, I mean, I know it's tough to turn down all those millions of dollars the way it's set up. But
yeah, especially if you come from nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. So it is getting taken advantage of. I mean, it's amazing to say that
it
a contract
like
not if he has an agent. I mean, they don't reference the fact that he represented himself or anything like
yeah,
that. So he said it's good business for the Braves, which leads you to believe that there was an agreement between, you know, agent and team. So either Albies told him, yeah, let's do it, or the agent, you know, did a bad job. So, I mean, it's still big money for him, but not, obviously, when you look at it on the scale of what other players are getting. National League scores, couple of note. Cubs shut out the Pirates 2-0. 11 strikeouts for Jose Quintana. Joe Maddon ejected in the fifth for arguing balls and strikes. He blames it on the layout of Wrigley Field.
It's so hard to argue from our dugout. If it was easier, you could just argue and stay in the game. But the dugout, the distance and the loudness makes it impossible to make your point without getting out of the dugout.
I'm not sure I've ever heard that one before. So the ump couldn't hear him, and then as soon as he leaves the dugout, he gets the gate. So it's those old ballparks screwing the managers. Also, the Cardinals bested the Dodgers 11-7, 4-game sweep for St. Louis there. Red shut out the Marlins 5-0. Old friend Sonny Gray, while he was throwing a shutout, I think got hit by a line drive. He had to leave that game with an injury. That
wow.
dude is just
injuries
cursed.
Find him.
Yes, I'm not sure how serious it was, but
what's
I know he
Marlins
only pitched
record?
Four innings. I don't know, but hopefully it's better than
just Google it.
They're three and ten.
Good God.
That sounds about right.
No one in that ballpark. Jeez. The back nine yielding birdies late Thursday at the Masters. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau happy to take advantage. Strong finishes for both. They are the co-leaders at six under par. Here goes Koepka again. Had not played well at all so far this year, but something about these majors.
Whatever major championship it is. And just when I arrived there, I just get a good feeling.
What did I miss?
Just these infomercials.
Oh, yes.
About
okay.
a thing that pulsates above your area.
Yeah, and these people go from these giant beer bellies to six packs this thing pulsating your gut.
Remember the shake weight back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is like a shake weight for your belly.
But it's just, if you look at these before, how stupid are people?
It's a stomach vibrator.
Very.
I mean, honestly.
The answer is very.
Oh, this woman just puts it on and then starts cutting an onion. Look how simple it is to go about your everyday life with this thing stuck on your gut. I mean, it's so stupid.
This sounds like a great idea.
Hey, whatever works, I guess.
See, this guy's in a regular gym and he hurt himself.
That's the funny thing about these infomercials. Yeah. I like that they mock people that work out.
I know. They went to this guy, they go into black and white, he's all disheveled, right? And he's doing like a lat pull or something. He's like, oh, I can't take it anymore. And they show him on his couch with this thing attached to his stomach watching television with his feet up.
With the remote in his hand.
Don't have any motivation, don't work out, instead sit on your ass and lose weight.
Yeah, just attach this thing to your gut and it'll be fine. Oh, or your ass. You could stick it on your ass as well.
That was a bit graphic.
Yeah, whoa, and so is this one.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm turning this off. God.
All right, Phil Mickelson.
We're mocking Beningo for not being able to concentrate, and here we are.
Yep. Phil Mickelson, one shot back, 67 for him. Believe it was his best opening round at the Masters since he won it the last time, 8 or 9 years ago. Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, two behind. Tiger Woods at 2 under, really should have been better. Missed a couple of short putts on the front nine. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, all 1 over. And Jordan Spieth continues to struggle, even though he usually plays well at Augusta. He carded a 3 over 75 yesterday.
CeeLo. Pete in Hicksville, what's going on, Pete?
Hey, what's going on, man? Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I call all the time, man, Yankee fan, but I just wanted to get some laughs, man. I'm driving home from work yesterday. Got to be around 6:15, and I'm listening to the Mike show, and he's taking phone calls, but you could tell he's watching the golf game in the background. So he takes a call about Aaron Judge, and he starts to answer the question, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, my God, Koepka's unbelievable. And then he starts going into the whole golf thing, and he never gets back to the call.
That does happen.
He'll say, John from Staten Island, and John will answer a question, and then in the middle of the answer, he starts talking about the golf, and then he goes to another call. He never answered a question for like a half hour. I was hysterical in the car.
Yeah, well, that does happen. I have to say, Pete, like in the morning, we're lucky because we don't have a lot of live sports to be distracted by, but you get to midday and then afternoon, if something's going on.
I could only imagine what Summers was like doing a show last night with the Mets on.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. I mean, he's got... Okay, well, he's blind,
he's
so it's a lot.
He can see the TV.
I'm sure he was doing play-by-play unintentionally.
Yeah, that probably happened as well. But it was an open night with the Mets on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that was an issue as well. But yeah, no, it's like you get that with Joe, you get it with Mike because they're so focused on an event that's going on. It's hard to concentrate on a caller's Aaron Judge point.
And Mike was a little fired up because I think he had said, "Stay away from Koepka. He's not going to play well." And then once he started playing, he was killing Brandel Chamblee, I think it was, who really hammered Koepka on the air, I think, on the Golf Channel earlier in the week about the story you brought up.
Right.
How he lost all this weight and, did a disservice to himself, blah, 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 blah. So
let's go to Bill in Westchester. What's going on, Bill?
Good morning. CeeLo.
Yo.
What's going on with the leather jacket and the hoodie? Is it that cold in the studio?
Leather jacket.
He doesn't have a leather jacket. He's got a hoodie on, but not a leather jacket.
Looks like a leather jacket on TV. I mean,
okay.
Come on. It's springtime.
It's not in
January. It's 44 degrees
not in here. It is. Trust me, Al. It's really cold in here.
I don't trust anybody. Bill. It's still springtime.
Look like Al from over here. I got to get new glasses. Bill. Sorry, Bill. Yeah, it's very cold in here.
Yeah, it's not as cold as when Boomer's here because he makes this
thing. He puts
it
at 60 degrees.
So stupid.
And when you have to park like 30 blocks away and walk in at 4 a.m. when it's, like Jerry said, 40 degrees out, it's a little chilly.
It is cold.
You want to bundle up a little bit. That's
for sure. He was legitimately angry that day.
Yes, he was.
All right, CeeLo, we have to take a break.
Okay.
I thought that last update sucked.
I remember that morning.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.